Let's find out about some things that could be considered loosely of interest. Vic joins us this morning. Hello, Vic.
Hey, Trevor. How are you?
What have we got?
All right, let's fire off here. Best-selling author Stephen King has written a children's book under the name of Beryl Evans. The title of the book is Charlie the Choo-Choo. Phil Collins, who was a child star in England in the 1960s, appears very briefly in the final concert sequence of the Beatles' film A Hard Day's Night. Louis XVI issued a decree prohibiting anyone from carrying a handkerchief larger than his. What a turkey! The expression, wet your whistle, came from England. Since the pubs could get rather noisy, the makers of the ceramic beer mugs began to bake whistles into the handles. So when you wanted a drink, you could wet your whistle. Table tennis was banned in the USSR from 1930 to 1950 on the grounds that it was harmful to people's eyes. Lunting, L-U-N-T-I-N-G, is walking while smoking a pipe. The film in Twister, or the film Twister, the noise of the tornado was made using the moan of a camel. Most lipsticks contain fish scales. Braille is based on a system devised for Napoleon's army to help soldiers communicate in darkness. And last but not least, Gustav Eiffel had a tiny apartment at the top of the Eiffel Tower with a grand piano in it. Talk about the high life!